Nye, syntropic relating to life. What is that all about? Well, if we are syntropy, because life is syntropy, then how is life in and of itself operating? What are the life strategies that we can witness, that we can experience, that we can observe that life is operating on? And how do we then attune ourselves to that life way? And I discovered that language is relevant to look at in context of all of that, so that we can come into awareness how some of our languaging may be very much orientated in forms of expressing ourselves that are speaking more to what we don't want or how life is not operating. And of course, that's never articulating what life is doing and what these strategies are, these life ways. And so for me, exploring language and how we can reorganize our use of it and realign it with how life in nature is operating makes a lot of sense to me. And I've been listening, and I listen a lot to humans and where they speak from and what they speak to. So the place that they speak from and their orientation or their mind songs focus as to what language they use to articulate their experience and their ways of relating to events and circumstances is very much connected to our programming, our use of language, how we've been taught to use language, how we've been taught to use spelling, how we have culturally been exposed to certain ways of articulating and expressing what our experience is like. And in my experience and observation, I have found that the majority of humans are not relating to their own direct experience through means of expressing their feelings or their perceptions of what they are experiencing based on what is happening for them. There's a mental focus or a preconditioned orientation to speak about everything that is not that. And so the words but come in, and we speak towards what isn't feeling wholesome or what isn't feeling good or what we don't like or... And in all those ways of speaking to what isn't our preference or isn't feeling to be what we should be orientating ourselves around, we are actually not talking around or talking about what those life ways do look like. And we don't even bring into languaging the language syntax that could be used to articulate what we are in favor of, what we want, and what it looks and feels like to live in this way, in these patterns of life that are syntropic. Of course, a syntropic way of relating to life is something quite unusual for a lot of humans when we take into consideration that we've all been called programmed. But how long are we going to use that as an excuse or as a unconscious dysfunctionality or an incompleteness for our own ways of expressing ourselves in this world? So yeah, my exploration is very much around how can we use language again in affirming, life-affirming, in self-affirming and feeling-based affirming ways that allow us to therefore also be in direct connection with what is actually our direct experience. And what this does in my experience, it takes me out of the head more into the visceral experience of my feelings. And so for me, feeling-based relating has been, has been a means and a relevant form that is very intrinsic to our human nature. And I like exploring what that looks like, what that feels like, and of course through language, what it sounds like, and how to put words to all of that. Now, in my own experience, this has taken a lot of training, like real rewiring of preconditioned ways of expressing myself that were not necessarily my own thought up ideas about life or reality. They were just copied from the social fabric that I was navigating around. And so when I started studying syntropy, I really started becoming aware of the prefabricated ways that I was unconsciously using language. And so I've trained myself to really bring awareness to what are the words that I am using and what are the effective or more accurate ways to speak what I call full reality. How do I express myself in such a way that it is closest to the actual real experience that I'm having? And how truthful is that use of language to what it is that I'm observing or what it is that I'm experiencing? And this is something that I feel is really a kind of a stumbling block in the way that humans relate with each other in today's world, is that we're predominantly not relating directly from our feelings or even relating to our own feelings, let alone feeling our feelings, and then having the language to put those feelings into words. And how it does express itself and how it has done so in my own expression and experience is that I used to use a tremendous amount of metaphorical allegories that had actually no basis in reality. And then through the study of syntropy, my metaphors were really, because they are ways to express how we relate to our experience. And yet, when they are placed outside of ourselves and they are artificial, they're synthetic, they're not actually real,